Thanks, Dr. Levy. I'm here to talk a little bit about our Communities Putting Prevention to Work grant. We were fortunate to have received one of the 44 original CPPW grants. If you'll recall, this was a request for proposals from the Centers for Disease Control to actually do some of the things that Dr. Magnin has actually described. I was marking the similarities between the two. We had the fortunate situation of not having to sell this to our state legislature. We were able to obtain it through federal funding, and I think we cheated under those circumstances. So, at any rate, let me just, I guess I'm supposed to give you a disclaimer. I have no involvements that might raise questions or bias in the work reported or in the conclusions, implications, or opinions stated. Tri-County Health Department is located here in the state of Colorado. We're the largest local health department in Colorado, serving 1.3 million residents, or about a quarter of Colorado's population. We're located in the Denver metropolitan area suburbs that are north, east, and south of the city and county of Denver, and we have 11 offices throughout our jurisdiction. We have a staff of about 390 FTEs and an annual budget of $36 million. And if you're wondering where you are, you're right here at the Convention Center in the city and county of Denver. We surround the city and county of Denver on the north, east, and south sides. So what is Communities Putting Prevention to Work? We fondly call it CPPW. We have to have an acronym, you know. So it is an initiative of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention as part of the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act Economic Stimulus Program. Remember that when stimulus funding was a good thing, where it didn't turn out to be a good thing after the last election? Well, we're still able to undertake our activities because we received this particular grant. And it is intended to create intensive, proven, and sustainable community approaches to chronic disease prevention. That's the overall goal. Tri-County Health Department received $10.5 million over 2 years, which is about 12% of our overall budget. And we wanted to increase opportunities for residents of Adams, Arapahoe, and Douglas counties to make healthy choices related to food and physical activity by making sustainable policy systems and environmental changes in schools and communities. You'll probably hear this theme over and over again. We have two domains for our intervention, one in the school and one in our community. Basically, we have at Tri-County Health Department 15 different school districts, and we needed to work with all of them and have a success story to share with you shortly. Our community domain, we have about 26 municipalities in our jurisdiction, and we've been able to work with them as well, not to the universal degree that we have with our school districts, simply because of the way we've structured it. So what do you do with $5.25 million per year? Well, you do have to come up with a program staff that will enable you to undertake this pretty large undertaking. And our principal investigator is actually somebody who's on staff at Tri-County Health Department, Stacy Weinberg, who is our Epidemiology Planning and Communication Division Director. But then what we did was we created a structure within our health department with a program manager who reports to her, a program assistant, marketing coordinator, policy manager, a partnerships coordinator, and a community resource coordinator in order to achieve this. We also have an evaluation team that reports to the program manager as well. In turn, the YRBS coordinator, school strategies coordinator, health disparity coordinator, and two built environment policy coordinators report to the policy manager. And we also have a group of individual district CPPW coordinators in the school settings to be able to be on the ground running and dealing with issues in the schools. So, we actually, in our school domain, are working with all 15 school districts in the Tri-County Health Department jurisdiction to enhance or adopt and implement wellness and other policies that result in improved nutrition and, of course, increased physical activity. Our community domain, we're working with local governments to develop and implement land use planning or zoning policy changes by coming up with a strategy of actually reviewing their codes and their regulations to determine how this could be accomplished. We have also had a community grant-making process for municipalities to make sustainable policy systems and environmental changes. In addition, as a corollary, we've been working with Live Well Colorado and our public broadcasting system, Channel 12, to develop and implement a social marketing campaign that promotes healthy food, drink choices, and physical activity. So it's a multifaceted approach. We're working with local restaurants to adopt the Smart Meals Seal menu labeling policy. If you recall, the healthcare reform legislation really intends to make this mandatory for large chain restaurants. We're actually looking for voluntary compliance with this as well in our smaller restaurants and perhaps smaller chains. And we also are creating sustainable community gardens in underserved areas that will increase access to healthy food for our WIC clients. What have we been able to achieve in the 7 short months that we've been able to work on this particular project? Well, it's really feels like it's gone in light speed mode, but at any rate, we've been able to fully staff our CPPW program. We've had 8 new hires. And as you all probably have experienced, especially if you're in a state or local health department, we have had rescissions in our funding. And what we've been able to do is to transfer 4 of our existing staff who were reassigned from other programs where funding was ending. In Colorado, we had Amendment 35 dollars, which were actually tobacco tax dollars. And unfortunately, the legislature decided it was a fiscal emergency and diverted those funds elsewhere. And so our tobacco prevention program was severely limited. What have we been able to do with our school domain? Well, we convened a meeting of superintendents from all 15 school districts. And to our great surprise and pleasure, we actually had a consensus on 3 common policy change strategies to work on with all of our 15 superintendents. And they all agreed, and they actually came from them, to increase access to healthy food and drink or limited availability of unhealthy food and drink within the school setting, to increase both non-food or healthy food-related parties or rewards in the classroom. In other words, we don't want to have birthdays all the time with lots and lots of candies and cakes and ice cream. Maybe there's some other ways of celebrating these types of events. And they also agreed upon increased weekly physical activity throughout their school systems. We're providing funding to school districts to hire the CPPW district grant coordinators. And they're housed within the schools. They're on the schools' payrolls. And all districts have actually already hired their coordinators, who we convened for a kickoff in September of this year. And what they're supposed to do is to work on the agreed upon policy change strategies that I just mentioned, and also to possibly identify other areas where schools can change policies to improve student nutrition and physical activity. Our milestones in the community domain, we've conducted an inventory of built environment related policies and codes of all municipalities, and we're looking for opportunities for intervention. We've also conducted a request for proposals process for community grants addressing built environmental policy change, and I'd like to share with you a little bit of how that went. Our RFP resulted in 27 letters of intent from our municipalities, of which 20 were invited to submit full proposals. This was a competitive process. 20 full proposals were received, of which 18 were funded. And the grants ranged anywhere from around $0 to $150,000, up to $150,000 for the time period. Some of the examples of our community projects that were funded include developing a bicycle and pedestrian master plan, to develop a community center walking perimeter trail with signage, conducting a municipal health impact assessment on a major redevelopment area, and also to develop an employee bicycle lending program. These are just some of the concepts that were presented. So in summary, I just have to say, in the past, local health departments have rarely had an opportunity to have significant financial funding for chronic disease prevention services. And this grant has enabled us to develop a demonstration project to create intensive, proven, and sustainable community approaches to chronic disease prevention. And these types of projects could be models for programs that health departments can develop using CPBW and other financial resources, including those in the new health reform legislation. I believe Dr. Koh even alluded to that in his presentation this morning, that there may be a jumping off point with the CPBW type grants and healthcare reform support as well. Thank you very much. Oh, acknowledgments, my Director of Epidemiology Planning and Communication, my CPPW Program Director, and Chronic Disease and Injury Prevention Coordinator at Tri-County Health Department. Thank you.